Presidential election.
We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
The press conference did go on for nearly 40 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Gas prices continue their downward trend. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas fell by a penny to $2.94 in the past week. Gas price analyst Trilby Lundberg saying it might fall a little bit more.
We have to look at the short and immediate term trends for crude oil prices, and they appear to be battered by competing supply and demand trends as well as daily headlines.
Friday, banks released their earnings reports. Now, it was good news for some big banks such as J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, PNC Bank, and Bank of America. But what does this mean for us and you, and what does it mean for banks long term? Well, Marty Mosby is with Bank of America. He broke down some of these profit reports.
We've got growth in the balance sheet, so loan growth is back. Even Bank of America shows some deposit growth, which is very strong.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, today President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin met in Helsinki. The two talked one-on-one for just over 2 hours. President Trump then held a press conference and delivered a brief statement after the meeting.
I'm here today to continue the proud tradition of bold American diplomacy. From the earliest days of our republic, American leaders have understood that diplomacy and engagement is preferable to conflict and hostility. A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world.
The president continued by talking about our relationship now with Russia.
But our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. I really believe that. Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything. As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct. Constructive dialogue between the United States and Russia afford the opportunity to open new pathways toward peace and stability in our world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. www.thebigbanks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
It's time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We just have to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's mandatory.
It's like an order from the highest levels.
You bet.
Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-host, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Before we jump into the actual list, I got to ask you, can you imagine the audacity of President Trump asking the members of NATO to pay their fair share? Is that outrageous or what?
No.
I listened to public radio today.
Torturing yourself again?
I tried. I went for almost a full 25 minutes.
How did you stay awake?
My record was 33. That was my record, is 33 minutes.
How did you stay awake?
Because I spend the time being irritated when they talk to you with a condescending, highbrow look down upon the unwashed masses tone, speaking as small as words possible because they know you're stupid. And you go, really? But yeah. Of course they're having a fit over President Trump's NATO visit and the fact that he's got the audacity to want them to pay up now rather than the 2024 thing, keeping in mind they've had a free ride since before World War II. And it gets to the point where you go, holy mackerel, what do these people want? And then I remember, they just want free feminine supplies for everybody. Miles, what say you about your President Trump demanding such an outrageous thing?
Yeah, isn't that terrible? I'm telling you, my hair is on fire. It's like, so finally somebody is holding Europe accountable after, what, 70 years?
Right. Yep, and the fascinating part is that they are crying like little children when they didn't get their special gift. I can't say Christmas, can I?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Can I still say Christmas without people?
You can against Trump's America, baby.
So you got them over there saying, what do you mean we got to pay our fair share? How dare you? And then you got the trade deficit circumstance where we're saying, listen, you can call this a tariff. You can call it anything you want about it. I call it reciprocal. If they're whacking us, why does the folks think that we shouldn't say, let's make this a reciprocal relationship? The fascinating part about it is how outraged they are. What do you mean you want to do to us what we're doing to you? You're the economist in the family, Ludwig. Am I missing the boat here?
No, you're right. Remember, we're dealing with socialist countries, so they're used to
free
the
stuff.
Idea of free stuff.
But they're not paying for their own defense.
No, because they expect us to.
And they're whacking our products at outrageous tariffs. They really are. All of the countries that we're listening to them talk on the talking heads and we see running across the pages of social media, these countries that we're talking about, even our good friends in Canada, are taking our noodle off. And they're outraged at the audacity has to say, no, don't do that.
Yeah, don't stand up against us.
But, Mike.
Yeah?
Don't you have sympathy for Germany propping up all of Europe? I mean, they've got enough things on their plate. Now you want Germany to actually worry about their own defense while they're propping all of Europe up?
Somewhere on this list for the day there's a story about Germany with their soldiers being forced to use broomsticks. And you go, okay, well, let's take a longer look at your social platform and see how that's working for you, both domestically and within the EU. And the answer is it isn't. But if you want to wring yourself into the toilet so deep that you have to use broomsticks when you're practicing for military drill, why would we feel responsible for that? I don't.
If you looked at that picture, you'd have thought it was a picture of North Korea training.
Listen, they should be embarrassed. Merkel should be absolutely humiliated for what she's doing to those folks that are offering themselves to defend their country. Think about it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get the value system that we have going on in our country. I'm not so much worried about Europe other than the highbrowness where I watch them and I go, how can you anticipate this? Miles, you're right. That's the way they think. It's why we fought a revolution, to get away from that ideology. That's exactly why we're on this side of the pond. And here we are having folks amongst us saying, oh, no, we want to go back. Well, go back.
Yeah, I mean, you got Governor Brown out in California now proposing that guaranteed income. Even though it didn't work in Finland and everywhere else in Europe, we just keep trying to push ourselves so much closer to their system.
Right.
The system we broke away from,
right.
The system that the Italians and the Irish and the Germans and the Dutch all fled from.
But Governor Moonbeam out there is losing people out of his state like there's no tomorrow because folks can't afford it. Anybody with a calculator says, I don't care if I could afford it or not. I'm not paying it because it amounts to ransom.
Yeah.
Or extortion, you pick.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But I don't get the, I don't. It's like when we watched the campaign against his nominee, and I'm seeing pictures now all over social media that shows the big rally that we talked about that was obviously prearranged. They're going to rally no matter who. Now you're seeing pictures where these dirt bags walked off and left junk all over the streets. And guess what the junk was? All the different names of all the possible nominees he could have put forward. So they were ready with whatever he was going to do. You go, really? Is this the arena of ideas? Is this what's going to make the United States great again? Is this what's going to make it so that your children have a future to a greater point? The answer is, I don't see how that's going to work. I just don't get it. I'm not trying to be shrill. I don't get their thinking to resist. Even like we've joked all week long, he could have nominated Obama or Hillary, and they would have still been out there picketing and screaming. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures coming out of this NATO meeting. Do we get another one where he's sitting there with a smug look and everybody's mad at him, or do we get real pictures?
You're the economist, Ludwig. Read me that top number in the blue area. It's got enough dashes that I want to make a point of it.
$152,237,500,000.
What does that number represent?
Our trade deficit.
With China.
With China.
Now listen, folks. When we hear both sides of the aisle lament about almost $23 trillion national debt. And then we marry that conversation up with the fact that we're defending Europe. We're defending bases that we put in Europe following World War I. Think about that for a minute. The idea that we're having, it makes no sense to me. None of this makes any sense to me. Is he pushing back? If he wasn't pushing back on a $152 trillion trade deficit, I'd say something's woefully wrong with him. He must push back.
That's why I've been saying the whole time, this isn't a new trade war. We're just finally engaging in the war.
Right.
They've been at war with us since that thing says 1984 was when they started reporting this. We've been at war since then, if not earlier. Just finally engaging.
To my own point on that topic, and by the way, folks, the number that he was reading is from an article in CNSnews.com. The folks that don't agree with it, you're welcome to go duckduckgo.com where you can actually find some truth. The trade deficit is monstrous, but I'm being naive when I say this next statement. I know I am, but the choices that we're making, folks, they belong to us, we the people. Mm-hmm. We are the ones that are making this trade deficit.
Yes.
That's the part that's fascinating here. We are the ones that pass by the product that costs 23 cents more and buy the cheapest piece of junk we can possibly get our hands on because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you get the end, you go, it's like the argument I've had over imports, and I get when I get in this, both sides bash me. I understand, but it's the same logic. The one side is yelling about how unions have destroyed the auto industry. The other side is arguing over how the Republicans have destroyed the auto industry. Then both sides get in their Kia and drive away. What a slap yourself in the forehead, folks. We're making these choices. And if this is what we want, shocking, this is what we got. It's just the truth. Ludwig, go ahead, beat me up.
Well, I think I will. I'm just not ready yet because I got a lot of points to make.
Well, start with
and
one.
Number one is I notice that in this, all the things that we're supplying to China, our exports, are what's providing them the materials to have this deficit.
Yep. You're talking about the theft?
No, the wood pulp, the conductors. The main things that we export out are all the components that are going into making the products that are coming back to us.
That we're selling it to them. Folks, we've got to go to a break, and you can come back and finish that thought. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
A single ember from a wildfire can travel over a mile. Your home is better protected when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org to get started. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and I think Lud's got to finish a point.
Lovely. Come on, bring on the other side of this argument.
Okay.
I know you're a little bit of a progressive squishy on this topic, so help me see the light.
So based on your automotive scenario, those companies are employing our workers. Most of those cars that these foreign companies have are built and manufactured here. The parts.
Some are Chinese cars?
There are no Chinese cars.
Oh, actually, there are, and they're trying their best to get them in. I can't repeat it because I can't.
Well, we don't have one currently here.
There actually are, but they're not selling them in mass. they're trying, and that's part of the background of this. But you're trying to defend Toyota and Honda at all, right?
Well, they're more American than our Ford and GMs are.
I keep hearing that, but you know what? Do you ever heard of the term Maroney tag? I knew that. That's why I got the deer in the headlight look. Maroney tag is the sticker on the side of the car when you're buying it. Hang on. Don't even bother Googling anything.
Yeah, I know what that is.
You look at the Maroney tag, and at the bottom of the Maroney tag, it will tell you content and assembly.
Yeah.
And if you don't make a choice for the United States, then I say don't worry about the deficit. Don't bother voting. Don't look at the taxes that got ripped off of you when you worked your butt off. Don't bother with any of that. Because if you're not bothering looking to say, who am I buying my products from? Now, so you walk around because you hear that nonsense that goes across social media and on the global news network that says, no, Toyota come from here.
That's not where I get it.
Most of their products were assembled here, shipped pieces and parts from there, but we don't have to debate. All you've got to do is walk up to every model at any manufacturer dealership in the United States. If it's a new product, it doesn't matter whether it's Kia or Ford, it's got to have a content disclosure on the Maroney.
Yeah, engine
and then here's my point.
Transmission.
Here's my point. Whenever I get near the car thing, everyone flips their wig. It's the same thing as when you walk into your local department store and say, I'm going to save 23 cents. Watch me now. And then you sit in front of your favorite talking snooze show on in the evening and go, holy mackerel, how the trade deficit gets so big? I don't understand. You just did it. You saved 23 cents. You bought an absolute piece of junk, often with technology that was stolen from us in the first place. I'm telling you, it's disgusting to me.
Well,
but it is a choice of the people. The folks get to make this decision. So if you walk up to a Maroney tag, and I don't care whether it's Ford, Toyota, or Kia, and it says built somewhere else, you have a choice not to buy it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the same as people that read these yellow rag journalist pieces of crap they used to call newspapers. They're just off the rails, crazy. And they buy them, and they go, this is nuts. And then they buy another one, and this is nuts. Well, quit giving them your money. They will figure it out real soon.
Yeah. So
is that hard to understand?
No. But if I walk up to a Ford, it'll say Mexico right on it.
It'll
say
content,
or Canada.
It'll say content by percentage.
Yes.
And then as an American, you get to make a choice.
Yes.
And it's no different than when you're buying a widget from your favorite big box store. You can make another decision. Constructed or built X, I'm not going to buy that product. I'm going to buy one that's made in my favorite state, or I'm going to buy one that's built at least in our union of states.
Okay, so your iPad.
Folks are not doing
your
that.
Your iPad and your iPhone.
I'm stuck with this. You know why?
Why?
Because all of you folks don't care. I'm just being honest with you. You guys don't care.
That's why
you get
designed in California, but it's not manufactured.
You get trade deficits because nobody cares. You push the global market, and then you're stunned when you're getting pounded in the global market.
My generation didn't cause this. I'm forced to live this way.
Oh, my goodness.
Just saying. If we're going to go that route, I didn't make these decisions.
His generation didn't cause
your guys' generation made this trade-off, not mine.
His generation didn't cause anything. They've been in mama's basement smoking dope.
No, that's some millennials.
I'm telling you.
But no, listen. I'm looking at this article, and our biggest exports, semiconductors.
What article? You found one article?
No, the CNS article you referenced.
Okay,
crude oil, plastic materials, pulp wood and wood pulp, logs and lumber. Those are the biggest exports. Our biggest imports, computers, games, sporting goods, household goods, furniture, cell phones.
And the bottom line,
it's all from the things that we're setting them. Now, and I agree with you. If we make the decision, and not like the 1970s where Buy American failed, but if we do something similar to that, we will reduce the cost.
I'm not asking for a campaign, Ludwig. Honestly.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want
Americans to make a choice for what's best for their country, their family.
Yeah.
And that's not buying junk from somewhere because you save 23 cents. That's not what's best for the longevity. There's the key. Then everyone's after immediate gratification, especially your generation. You guys trip over yourselves trying to get to immediate gratification.
But
that's why no one reads paperback books in your generation. Well, that's not immediate enough. I got to see images right now or my hair catches on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my
movies,
goodness.
Baby.
But listen, speaking of dystopia.
Oh, that's fair.
Listen,
I didn't hear no bell.
I am the bell. I am the bell. The bell does not toll for you anymore. I'm bored with you. Okay?
I feel like I got hung up like a punching bag and
you
said,
did.
Just say one thing so I can go at it.
You're done.
Rocking me with the beef on the rack.
Dystopia in Chinese surveillance looks a lot like U.S. surveillance. Miles Bauer, you've been listening to him drool on for 20 minutes. What do you think of this article, sir?
I'm pretty certain somewhere along the line, Liz's going to bring up middle-aged white women.
He always does. The whole trade coming. Deficit issue is their fault.
It is. They're the generation that caused it. Who makes the purchasing choices in the household? The wife.
One thing may be certain. You may be the fault of your mother. I'm going to send her an email when we get off the air today. Dystopia.
Now,
but go ahead, Miles.
No, you know, as I was reading through that, I was like thinking, you know, we do the same exact thing here. We've got red light cameras, and I don't know if you guys do in Michigan, but we definitely have them in Illinois, where you've got red light cameras, stop sign cameras. We've got radars set up on the side of the road to take pictures of your license plate if you're speeding. We've got cameras throughout the city of Chicago,
right,
to look at people going down the sidewalk. I don't have the intelligence, I guess, to understand what the article was getting at, given that I live in a major urban city myself, and I see the same things going on here.
I think that was actually the point of the article, was that do we really want to be like communist China, where everything that you do is surveillance? That was exactly my interpretation, at least. That was the point of it. Are we really the land of the brave and the free, or are we just like the citizens in communist China with a camera following everything we do, no matter what it might be?
I was getting it that we're actually worse than they were.
We are worse than they are.
We didn't have as many cameras, but our population's, what, almost 20% of theirs?
Right.
That was the point, is that we're worse.
Yeah, listen, folks, if you're wanting to look, this article that I'm referring to is from ZeroHedge.com. It's Dystopia in Chinese Surveillance Looks a Lot Like U.S. Surveillance. Ludd, I agree with you. I think it's actually, at least per citizen, worse here than there. But my greater question that I walked away from reading that article on is, honest, forget whether you're progressive or conservative, or I don't care about all those words right now. You as an American citizen, and who I'm specifically addressing right now, maybe that's getting partisan. Who would have ever thought that would have been a partisan statement? But if you're a U.S. citizen, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, is this really how I want to live? Do I want to live like I'm a citizen in a communist state? I don't. I don't want that. So what's the answer to it? Be really careful about who you're voting for. That's what I'm telling you, because it's still always about what the folks do or don't do. I didn't pay attention because I'm going to vote for that person. I can't say gender, him or her. That's not right. I'm going to vote for that person, that biological thing.
What's your pronouns?
I'm trying really hard. But I don't know who that person is. I know nothing about them. I didn't start paying attention until 2 days before the general election. I'm going, really?
Are we singing that song, Somebody's Watching Me?
Don't sing it, Ludwig.
I'm not going
to,
trust me.
Don't do that to the folks.
I don't want to kill the show. But the positive, always get, there is one positive. We caught like the bombers in Boston over having the cameras there. But there is obviously a lot of backlash. And that's how they sell it to us. I know that. Hey, you feel safe because now we can find the people.
Though.
It's what now?
It is not a positive. I think this goes back to what we often cite about Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
A people willing to give up some of their freedoms in exchange for security deserve neither.
And that's what they're going to get. Listen, guys.
Just because we invade everybody's privacy and we happen to get one right once in a million years does not make it right.
I absolutely agree. Listen, on that note, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it. People are being brought out to the fore. So far that I know, virtually none of it related to the campaign. And they're going to have to try really hard to find somebody that did relate to the campaign. That was a clean campaign.
President Donald Trump in a press conference after his nearly two-hour meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both presidents took questions from the media. Putin also addressed meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
The press conference did go on for nearly 40 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. That is RenegadeRiver.com.
It is, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt. My co-host, Miles Bauer. I'm not sure what that was.
I think we're trying to find a song that wasn't there a reference to a song that Mr. Ludwig?
I don't know.
I think it was something along this line. It was just.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, remember?
Yeah.
Somebody's watching me.
Somebody's watching me.
Oh yeah. That's like what it's like in America now.
This is the government watching us.
Always.
Well, listen, folks. Here's what we were talking about during break. The government is watching us, but it's not about terrorist securities. It's not about any of that. It's about funding. All of those cameras that are all over the place, they're there to get tickets. They're there to raise dough for the municipality that put them out there. They're an investment, like opening like hanging your shingle out if you're going to get into business. That's what they are. They've got nothing to do with security and safety or none of that. It's, well, we got you. Look, come pay us. Am I wrong, Miles? Is it different there in the great state of Illinois?
No, I mean, that is the whole reason. I mean, if you think about it, they don't have to hire as many police officers, and yet they still get all of the revenue.
It's like free money, yahoo. Listen, guys, let's segue on. Ludwig, you've got some nominees for this week's Ludwig Screwball of the Week nominee list, and we'll figure out which one is the most outrageous, and we'll We'll do that by vote. No hanging chads, no Russian phone calls or nothing.
So our first one is Senator Kamala Harris.
That's Miles's pick for the Democratic nominee in 2020.
I thought he endorsed her.
I don't think
Kamala the eminent.
You think she's are you still on board? She's going to be their nominee.
I got all my money in Vegas on riding on her.
Well, Hillary is fishing around. Are you sure she can't win again?
No. Hillary is not ever going to make it.
No.
Easy. Pelosi said the same thing.
Listen, I think Hillary...
Take it to the bank.
I think Hillary's just out raising dough right now for herself because she loves money. All right. Now
she might be the gatekeeper or the kingmaker.
Right.
She might stand up and go, Kamala is my protege. Ooh, endorse her.
Who would want
to have somebody say that about themselves? All right, tell me your name again, just so folks.
Kamala Harris.
She's a senator from California?
Yes.
And what did she do?
The Trump White House called to talk to her about the Supreme Court pick. I believe she's on the Judiciary Committee.
Yes.
And their response was, we want nothing to do with you.
They wouldn't take the phone call. They're the only one on that very large committee that literally refused a phone call from the White House to get her input on a nominee at that point, an unknown nominee. I can't say that on the air. That's kind of bombastic. I'll go with that.
Well, two reasons for my nomination her on this point was, one, I remember when the Republicans begged to be able to get a call or a response from Obama.
Yeah.
Regardless if they agreed or not, they wanted to get into listen to him.
But this is resist, and that's not something new.
Yep.
Is occupy, resist, all of those terms are not new. That ideology is a totalitarian ideology. They don't want your input. They don't particularly care about your vote either. I'm just telling you, it's about power. And yes, to Hillary's point, it's about money. They don't want the input from opposition. They don't want to meet anybody in the arena of ideas. I think she qualifies as a nominee. Who's the next one?
Senator Cory Booker. Love this guy.
Oh, yeah. He's another screwball.
He is a screwball, yeah.
Which state is he from? I can't remember.
Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
That was out east. He's saying that Kavanaugh was picked because of what he said, what Kavanaugh said about Trump not being able to be indicted, that he would make sure he's not indicted, and that Trump could pardon himself. He thinks that the entire pick of Kavanaugh is based on the Russian investigation and Russian influence on the election and has nothing to do with anything other than that. Than Trump trying to protect himself.
The question I've got, though, is does he believe that, or is he saying it to his base?
I think he believes it.
I think they believe it, and I think he believes it.
Yeah, Cory Booker's
Miles, what say you on that, Miles?
I think he's just ginning up the base. I can't believe somebody gets as far as he has and is really that far gone intellectually.
I thought that, too, until there was also another lady in the same press conference who was also reverberating what he had said.
Well, I think they're all saying the same. You're seeing that across the global news network on a constant. I mean, all of the roads for them lead to the same point.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Miles.
I was going to say, I mean, even when you listen to Gillibrand during that demonstration in front of the Supreme Court the other night, I mean, this is sheer shrillness just to pour another can of gasoline over the Hair on Fire committee.
Listen, I see it all as a fundraising mechanism. I think that they want you to send your $50, your $100, your $5, whatever you're able to send, send it in, because they've got to stop this. It's a sales pitch. It's like nothing against the Fuller Brush guy, but it's like the Fuller Brush guy with everything that magic brush can do.
You know, I don't get
it. It's just a big sales spiel to raise campaign money.
And shame on them. I remember when I was running, it was towards the end, and two older people had donated, I think, $25 each.
Yep.
And I remember asking somebody, do I even cash these checks? Because I'm not going to end up winning. I knew it was going to happen. I was going to lose. And I felt bad because I knew they were on fixed incomes. And I was told I had to because
me stop you for a second. Whenever I hear the term fixed income thing, my head spins around.
I know.
Everybody is on a fixed income. I'm so sick of hearing that classism nonsense from the screwball crazy far left. Everybody is on a fixed income.
Yeah.
Nobody has an infinite source of revenue. Therefore, by definition, it is a fixed income.
Okay.
I don't know why folks say that. I don't. Every time they say it, I go, Holy mackerel, is that person that stupid?
Well, when,
usually
no.
The answer is yes.
When I looked at that term, when I was referring to it as they didn't have the ability to make more. Okay.
Me either.
But, yeah, you do.
I can only work so many hours in a day.
Anyways, we're not going to get into that. The grand finale pick, and yeah. I'm almost certain this is going to be a landslide Trump-type victory, is our favorite non-celebrity who thinks she's famous, Michelle Wolf.
She's the one, tell me, remind folks who she is, because she doesn't have as big a name as she thinks.
She has a new, quote-unquote, talk show, late-night format on Netflix.
Is this the Celebrate Abortion lady?
Celebrate Abortion.
Right. She's the one that gave the outrageous speech at the
Correspondents' dinner
that even the folks on the left are going, that's stupid.
Called Ivanka something waste the other day, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, she also told Ivanka to go in, put on a tight dress, and go talk to your father about what he's doing with the illegals.
Pig-headed.
Yeah. So, I don't think we really need much more explanation on her.
Okay. So, Brian Thomas, you've been listening. Who do you vote for on that laundry list?
I think Michelle Wolf kind of gets it for me.
You think she gets it?
Yeah.
Miles Bauer, where are you?
I didn't hear Brian's.
He went with.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle Wolf.
Yeah, he's with Michelle.
Hey, this is a secret ballot. What do you mean, here, Brian's? What are you, Russian?
Give me a break. Somebody needs to give me the rule book then before we start. I'm going to go with Brian's pick as well.
Yeah, me too. So it doesn't really matter what you say, Lud. By the way,
they're right. Voting doesn't matter.
And let me add a nominee. I'm going to renominate Ludwig just because of his zaniness at the opening of the show. And I think
I was going to say, how did we leave Lud off of the list?
He's been off the list for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't know how that is.
That's how off the hook they are.
Folks on Facebook streaming have pointed out that we've been remiss in our duty by not nominating you again.
I do not elevate to Michelle Wolf.
So
this
are
week.
You three in favor of putting him with as a co-screwball winner? With
I was going to say Lud's static.
Yeah.
I think I'm just always number two. There's no way that Michelle Wolf isn't the winner.
Very, very funny.
Celebrating Abortion.
You're just number two.
Makes you absolutely the winner.
Regardless of what you're feeling on it is, folks.
Yes.
Just so you know that. We're not even trying to get into the abortion debate, but when you celebrate it, you need your head examined.
Yes.
That's
be like celebrating murder.
If that's comedic, it's not funny. And if she's serious, she needs a psychiatrist.
Luke Matthews voted Wolf.
So was unanimous.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. I bet you he wanted you as a close nominee.
Probably. I think Martini's probably at work.
Listen, folks, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store.
Where service is the difference.
We get it.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And I believe it is time for the Enigma Report, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, it's kind of an enigma for me. It absolutely is, folks. If you're just tuning in, I'm Mike Hewitt. My co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Listen, the Democrats, I'm reading this article from TheHill.com. Dems mull whether Warren is the one to take on Trump. And I said the enigma for me is, does Miles and the Democrats agree? What do you think, yeah, Miles,
you know,
Bauer?
I think somewhat this is a reflection of the Democrat Party being kind of lost in the wilderness, trying to find their sea legs and figure out who they want to step up to the plate and represent. And I think when that blue wave does not arrive in the midterms, which it's looking increasingly like the blue wave isn't coming,
right,
and the Democrats are all standing around looking at each other going, what are we doing wrong? I just think that this is a party that just doesn't know where it's walking to or coming from.
As close as the three of us watch the news, can you identify either one of you three or four issues that the Democrats are crusading on that would advance betterment for the American people? And I mean that, I'm not trying to be shrill or sarcastic or flippant. I don't know what they're campaigning on. I get resist. I get rid of Trump. I get free feminine products for everybody that wants them, regardless of gender. I understand all of that. But I don't really see anything that I can write down on paper to say here is their earnest agenda that they're advancing to the American folks. I don't see one.
I think in their mind, I think the defense of the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, is still one of their anchors. I don't personally agree with it, but I think that is going to be one of the things that they will cling to against Trump, because Trump has kind of gutted it as much as he could from the executive branch.
He has. I got to tell you, you might be right, but when I look at Marxist care, as I affectionately refer to it, it's almost non-existent now. They're not forcing, they cannot force you to be on it, so it becomes just another product out in the market, although it ought not to be a government product. That debate aside, it's just another product. It was going to die under its own weight anyways, but without the caveat of penalizing people for not being members of it, it's DOA, it's done, it's cooked. So how are they going to revive it? They're going to reinvent it as universal health care. Been hearing that on a state level on a number of states, including yours, Miles, now there in Illinois.
Yep.
It's state level, and listen, I'm a states' rights guy. I'm a 10th Amendment guy. If massive taxes or California or Illinois, if those states want to do this, hey, God bless you, but don't come to the feds. Don't come to my wallet when it flips upside down.
Here's the caveat, because we have seen that.
We have seen it, but I don't know that that's a battle cry, other than the battle cry of we need to save it. We'll go save it, but it's already dead.
No, they always throw in health care, and they throw it in as health care.
But they're not throwing in his health insurance, which
is
what it is.
That's exactly what we talked about all through the Obama administration on this show. They were never advancing health care, ever. Even the medical folks, like this guy in our own district who's a doctor, he's not actually advancing health care. He's advancing health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And unaffordable, to use their term. That's not exactly their term, but mine's accurate and honest. It's unaffordable health insurance is what it is. So I don't know. So is anything else on their list? Open borders, is that on their list?
If you look at it from their perspective, transgenderism and humanity would be what they want to call humanity.
But
by opening the borders and getting rid of pronouns, and they would call it humanity.
Do you think that that is something that's going to sweep them away from being what they are now and identify them as a regional party again?
Yes.
Do you think that's going to sweep them back from regional party to control of either chamber or the presidency to talk about transgenderism? And I'm not taking a position on it, but I'm saying woefully less than 1% of the folks are impacted by transgender, either in their immediate family or themselves. And I'm not assailing it. It's just not a number. It doesn't mean anything to the greater masses who are worried about, are my kids going to graduate and will they actually have an education after K-12 of numbskull indoctrination and two-thirds of college prep when college is a train wreck and they're not going anyhow. I mean, I think that's where focus is at, rather than, I don't think the average American, regardless of party alliance, thinks we should erase either border. I don't believe that. Miles, am I wrong?
No, I think at the end of the day, somehow they've got to come up with something that affects people's wallets. Because regardless of what your pronouns are, everybody's got a wallet.
So it's always what Carville said, it's the economy, stupid.
For the independents. Because like I said, I had a student tell me, he goes, I got to admit, Trump's doing a good job. And I said, well, would you vote for him? No.
You've mentioned this guy.
It's the social issues.
You've mentioned this guy. It wasn't a social issue when we delved into it. It was actually race.
It was a racial issue, yeah.
That's not the same thing. If I think you're a racist, doesn't matter whether you are or not. Now I've labeled you in my mind as a racist and I'm against you. Well, but that's not intellectual thinking, nor is it something that's going to sweep the Democrats back to party.
No,
so when they
not.
Go to the folks and say, we want to raise your taxes, we want universal health care for all because it works so well under Obamacare or for the Soviet Union.
Which raises your taxes.
Yep, it works so well in Canada. My aunt that lives in Canada said, if you get the flu, it's great. If you get cancer, go to the United States.
Yep.
It doesn't work for real health issues. They created the Tea Party with that issue. Do they really think it's a winner? They lost over 900 state and federal chairs over Obamacare. Do they really think that that's the issue that's going to drive them back to power? How can they think that when they look at the casualties that their party has taken in terms of chairs lost?
They've generally just said, you know what, we're going to bank on our third of the voting block. And hopefully peel off some independents.
But what it does is invigorates the right to get up and say no,
mm-hmm.
and it makes the independents that you are always talking about thinking, there they are going, do I really want to have no southern border? Do I really want to have my seventh grade sons and daughters being taught about transgender surgery? Do I really want to have these things in school? Most folks reject that kind of thinking. It's like we're going to tax the rich people, but it always starts at 40 grand. What? Wait a minute.
Let's not forget about all of the municipalities and states that are contemplating allowing the illegals the right to vote.
Right. That's happening right now.
Boston,
Massachusetts. I just shared that article the other day with you two. They're literally serious. They're trying to find a legal mechanism. That's fun. They're trying to find a legal mechanism to let undocumented voters vote.
There was a town or a city in California that did.
Yeah.
They've enacted it. But Boston's the big city trying to do it now.
Which is the town out in California that's getting ready to do the $500 for all the citizens?
That's Stockton, I think.
$500 for everybody.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that? How does that math work? How do voters sit going, wow, that sounds good?
Sounds good, right? I want $500.
So the only folks that are going to support that are the ones that are not, they're riding in the wagon, they're not pulling it.
Yeah.
So have we reached a point where there are more people riding than there are pulling?
Not yet.
Because that's the only way they can segue to becoming a national party in control of one of the chambers of the White House again. is to get more people riding than pulling.
But the nice thing is everything they're doing is pushing more people our way.
I think that's true.
And independence.
That's an enigma, by the way, that they cannot see that when as I mentioned, they've lost 900 elected seats across the states and federal.
And independence, even when they look at the social issues, ultimately comes down to their wallet. They're going, I want to give up the money I'm making?
Sure. Just like the midterms, we've got former President Obama out on the campaign trail. Yes. I'm going, yes, take Bill Clinton with you, yes. Because both of them have outrageously dismal records of having their chosens win.
Yeah,
please go to all of the seats because that ain't helping. It is helping, actually.
Was it 2 years ago?
Perspective.
Somebody told Obama, stay away?
Yep.
Don't come to my campaign. I don't want your endorsement.
Please don't do that.
I love it. Keep the Obama agenda alive, Democrats. Please. It's working so well for us in America.
Yep. That's absolutely true. Listen, folks, coming forward, you got to follow us on Facebook streaming. We're slowly getting that system working right. We're having a lot of fun with it, aren't we, Ludwig?
Oh, yeah.
He says he's the one that does it. Listen, follow us on Facebook at The Mike Hewitt Show, and then at themikehewittshow.com, Instagram and Twitter at Talk Mike Hewitt. Miles, Ludwig, Brian, thank you very, very much. Folks, don't forget, this show is sponsored in large part by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look. If you don't see what you want, send me a message. And beyond that, thank you very, very much. We'll talk to you as soon as we possibly can.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Mm-hmm.
USA Radio News.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
President Trump earlier today in a joint news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now the president is on his way back to the United States after meeting with the Russian president for just over 2 hours. Meanwhile, Congressman Ron DeSantis was asked what the United States gained from this summit.
Maybe they made some headway on some of the nuclear proliferation. I mean, if you look at Russia, it's got a disastrous economy. The government's corrupt. But for that massive nuclear arsenal, they would be a country that would be wielding far less influence on the world stage. So if they made progress there, I think that's